Surgeon. Surgery to place in the half-life. By then I was no more than a phantom. Take It In, the final track on One Life Stand, the forthcoming album by Hot Chip, due for release in February through Astral Works. Hot Chip looked to be releasing the title track of One Life Stand as the first single, and based on the Twitter feed, that should be coming out in the next few days in advance of an extensive UK tour, along with a few dates here in North America. And by few, I literally mean just a handful of dates. Closest they'll get to here is Oakland, and a single Canadian date in Toronto. So good evening. Welcome yet to another fantastic episode. And also occasionally planned episode as well to Radio Free Gak here, your cinematically inspired show on UBC's ubiquitous community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web through www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'm here to give you mad love until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. It's good to get to repeat that number again instead of the fun drive one. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So we're going to have a quick profile on British composer Laurie Johnson, and then we'll have a tribute to the late drummer Jerry Fuchs. But before we go any further, I just want to thank each and every one of you who donated and pledged, or at the very least volunteered and helped out during our recent fund drive here. We raised, I think, over $25,000 to help the station operate. So again, we humbly thank you for everything you've done, and we hope to put that into good use here for the next year or so. A couple things to update here, a couple booths, some other equipment to replace, maybe get some new software, upgrade some hardware, all good stuff. But for the next little while, let's just listen to some music here. From Toronto, we have Dimano Azari and Alexander III, and we better know them as Azari and III, Roman numeral III. And they're about to drop their EP called Hungry for the Power through Cosmo Vitelli's I'm a Cliché. So why don't we listen to the title track?
I'm hungry for the power. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for the power. I'm hungry for the power. I'm hungry for the power. Crazy for your love. I'm hungry for the power. Crazy for your love. I'm hungry for the power. Crazy for your love.
We'll be right back. that we keep. Let them know that I'm glad to go. Death is no dream, for in death I'm caressing you.
Originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and that's Aaron Funk, otherwise known as Venetian Snares, with Angelicus Vazarnap, which is a cover of the song we best know in English as Gloomy Sunday. And you'll find that off the 2005 album Rosh Slug Alat Shluletit, which is pretty bad Hungarian on my part there for Born Under a Bad Star. And Gloomy Sunday is referred to as the Hungarian suicide song. According to urban legend, Gloomy Sunday has inspired the suicide of multiple persons, including the composer Rezsó Saras' fiancé. And the song was reportedly banned in Hungary, but its reputation has grown. It's been covered by many artists and included in the sample of there. We heard Billie Holiday's take there. So let's listen to some AMS announcements here.
I'm troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up now is Rollmach, one of Vancouver's most versatile and flexible projects, mostly since it appears in at least two forms. The two forms I'm aware of are, first off, the Rollmach Electric Band. Features a standard rock lineup augmented with a horn section, and the other version features leader Patrick Garacty along with Jarrett Sampson and Liz Horner on a various percussive instruments like a glockenspiel, xylophone, and tubular bells. And both versions of the Rollmach experience are featured on this self-released album called Orfesques and Fugues. The Orfesques are written by BC area composer Adrian Burris. And yeah, word is a 7-inch single is due shortly from Rollmach. And as you heard Becky mentioned, I'm not sure actually you mentioned this on air because I missed part of it on the way in, but I believe while she is out back in Massachusetts for a bit, the Rollmach leader, Patrick, will be filling in for her. So, from Orfesques and Fugues, here's Rollmach's with Orfesque number 3.
Thank you. are invited. Deep in the woods by my home, where I like to roam, where I can feel private. Let me take you away forever.
Seems
last two acts there were from Winnipeg. What we just heard there were the Liptonians with $20 off last year's self-titled album through Head in the Sand Records. And the Liptonians perform in either their full band or just a founding duo, guitarist Bucky Dreiger and keyboardist Matt Schellenberg. And before them, we heard the Telepathic Butterflies, and that was Bon Momi, the first track off 2004's Songs from Second Wave. We'll hear Winnipeg once more here to the start of this little set from Mint Records Acts. Prior to becoming a member of Novelero here in Vancouver, Rod Slaughter was one half of Manitoba's finest duotang, along with Sean Allum. So this song, I guess, was a little bit of a tribute to the Ottawa prank host who made it to MTV, but it's hard to really tell which order everything came out in. But from 1998 to The Cons and the Pros, here's Duotang with Thomas Green on CITR Vancouver.
Seem the glass wouldn't tear, the fact always be just Thomas Green. Almost seemed unfair, you never fit the scene. Poor Thomas Green. So he just takes his place
blind and you swear it'll never be you. You said that you were new in town, no friends around, no family to speak of. Everyone you'd met out here was just full of fear, with no time for dreams or schemes.
And as you're walking down the street, what do you see? Well, there's cars, strip malls, and little black houses. What do they mean? The city you live in is ugly. The city you live in is ugly. But it wasn't meant.
They covered up the BOMAC sign with Toys R Us. You didn't make a fuss, and now you're regretting it and forgetting it, and you don't drive by them much. You're working on Broadway, the early shift in a new cafe. Lately you've been palming bills just for the thrills, and your boss hasn't noticed a thing.
Feeling very lost in the world today. There's no use for you here, but here's just the same as anywhere.
As you can hear the SkyTrain chug away there, and the BOMAC sign and all that. That's Vancouver representing right there. So that's Young and Sexy with "The City You Live In Is Ugly." Although today I didn't look too bad, because for once there was some blue stuff and that bright thing up in the sky. We can make the North Shore Mountains are covered in white powder, so I guess today was all right. So you can find that, "The City You Live In Is Ugly," off 2002's album Stand Up For Your Mother. And the most recent album by Young and Sexy was last year's The Ark, which featuring a lineup shift since the song that we just heard there. It includes something like even the bassist is now the lead guitar. So you're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM. Next handful of songs we'll listen to profile a life that was taken away too early. So Gerhard Fuchs, most known to most folks as Jerry Fuchs, was a drummer who played with numerous bands in both Brooklyn and back in Atlanta. Unfortunately, he died in an elevator accident on November 8th. And Fuchs went to the University of Georgia, studied graphic design there. He drummed in a couple local Athens, Georgia bands there before moving to New York, joining Vineland, and eventually the band we're going to hear first, which is Turing Machine, sort of like the computational device made by Alan Turing. The man who broke the Enigma code in World War II. And Turing Machine, the band, their instrumental rock band featuring Justin Shimo and Scott DeSimon, both former members of DC noise band Pitch Blend. So from 2003's Zwei, the German number 2, here's Turing Machine with part 3 of Synchronicity.
Thank you. coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, I saw such a bed.
From the Juan McLean album from 2005, that is the Juan McLean with Tito's Way, featuring drums by Jerry Fuchs, who are doing a little tribute here on Radio Feedback right now. And the Juan McLean was founded by John McLean, formerly of Six Finger Satellite, who we'll listen to a little bit more to the end of the show, because Jerry Fuchs didn't play with him directly in that band. But the interesting story with Six Finger Satellite was that this featured the sound work of James Murphy, who used his influence at the time to make Six Finger Satellite more of a krautrock band. And he also helped has set up the live sound system known as Death From Above, which punished the crowd. And of course, he took the acronym DFA from Death From Above and started his record label. So once John McLean left Six Finger Satellite and tried finding, quote-unquote, a real job, after a few years, Murphy convinced McLean to come down to Brooklyn, get back into music, and McLean started the Juan McLean and recruited Jerry Fuchs as the drummer. And if you ever saw the video for Give Me Everything You Got, that guy with that mustache is Jerry Fuchs himself, who unfortunately passed away earlier this month in an elevator accident. And yeah, let's listen to something that's about to come out shortly. One of the main bands that Jerry Fuchs was known for working with was Maserati. And they were another sort of experimental, like post-punk rock band. But the album that had been recorded, which looks to be Jerry Fuchs' last appearance, Passages, actually features a straight, great sort of a minimalist, sort of like another krautrock vibe as well, too. So from Passages, here's Maserati with Monoliths on Radio Free Gak, CITR, Vancouver.
for. She had eyes that I couldn't ignore. I chatted her up out on the dance floor. She was out of cigarettes, so I walked her to the store. Skirt pulled up, push against the wall, but she pauses just to take a call. Joanne says,
"What the fuck are you doing?
As I'm kissing from my neck to her ear. Well, Danny, that minute, I mean it back.
Oh,
please, I'm over that. Anyways, let me call you back.
Why?
Cause it's all beginning to sound like a rap. It's a really bad tune.
Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the.
Kissing in the cab on the way back across the bridge. She said love is love, but the fuck is what it is and what's that? Must have read my mind, cause she looked into my eyes and just said a good time. Kiss me as a fuck with the key in the front door. One time, two times, three times, four. Really, who was keeping score? We did it on the bed and we did it on the floor. So I was surprised when I got the cold shoulder. Morning. Said you just got me hot, finished up for you this morning.
Sometimes just one of those nights, and you never had it happen to you.
Then you go home too soon, go home too soon.
You've been
playing
all
the music,
but it wouldn't be right. It's got me like it's just a really bad tune.
Must be the moon, must be the moon.
Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon. Must be the moon.
2007, there's Chick Chick Chick, all three exclamation marks there with Must Be the Moon, featuring the drummer Jerry Fuchs. Jerry also played with LCD Sound System in some early incantations of the live band. They also played with Holy Ghost with their recent tours. He's also backed up Moby, and you may have seen him back up Mastercraft when they performed on David Letterman. So Jerry Fuchs, early in the morning of November 8th, Fuchs was caught in a stalled elevator in a Williamsburg, Brooklyn loft. And when he attempted to jump out of the car along with his companion, he accidentally got his shirt caught on part of the elevator and swung back and fell down the shaft. Although he was conscious immediately after his fall, he was in critical condition, and on the ambulance on the way to the airport, he died of his injuries. Fuchs was 34.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on it, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR. We'll do another little set here before we go into Laurie Johnson. But here's a Bibio, and he's at the British British producer. Has had a fantastic year. He's released two albums at this point. There's Ambivalence Avenue, which was his breakout. And he's also released something called The Apple in the Tooth. But amongst everything else as well, too, as part of Warp Records' 20th anniversary, he did a Boards of Canada cover here. So from Warp 20 Recreated, here's Bibio with Kiny Industries.
Thank you.
the background here. We're listening to Bell Orchestra, part of the Arcade Fire Enclave there. And from this year's album, As Seen Through Windows, we're listening to Dark Lights here. At the same time, you're listening to UBC's CITR, or 1.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Radio Free Gak here. If you pledged in a recent CITR fund drive, you pledged over $3, that gave you a CITR Friends card. So if you live in the Commercial Street area, here are some of the businesses that are participating with us.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Theme to the Avengers. There's the Laurie Johnson Orchestra there, and that originally came off the 1960s series out of the UK called The Avengers, oddly enough. And yeah, Laurie Johnson is a renowned composer through both British film and TV, and we'll just listen to a few couple cues of his, since I don't have that much, but they're still sort of wondrous in its own way. So after studying at the Royal College of Music in London, he started working through a couple of musical adaptations of books, and then worked in theater. And then after his score for Lock Up Your Daughters in 1959 won a Ivor Novello Award, he managed to sort of get into the UK charts with Suku Suku, which was the theme to the UK television series Top Secret. And from that, He entered television scoring prolifically. So aside from The Avengers, he also worked on This Is Your Life, Animal Magic, of course, the new Avengers as well, too, and then The Professionals. But he also worked on some film scores, such as Tiger Bay. He actually worked on The Doctor Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. And a couple other ones I only vaguely know, like Diagnosis Murder and Captain Kronos Vampire Hunter. But let's listen to a few cues, since his library music that he provided was quite as rich as you just heard there. So we'll just listen to a couple here. There's a collection of British theme music that was released in the early 80s. And this year recently, there was an upgraded compilation. So it went from a single album to a double album. So from The Girl in a Suitcase Upgraded, here's one of Laurie Johnson's many cues. And this is, appropriately enough, called Chase That Car. from 1964. There's a theme to First Men in the Moon. Directed by Nathan H. Rahn, an adaptation of H.G. Wells' book, The First Men on the Moon. And it was written and played by Laurie Johnson and the London Studio Symphony Orchestra. And before that, yes, it was Chase That Car by Laurie Johnson as well, too. Laurie Johnson's been keeping busy. Along with doing his usual television score work, he had made a production company along with Albert Fennell and Brian Clemens, and they made Mark One Productions, and it became a television production company. And he's done several recordings on the Unicorn Kanchana label. So along with re-recording some of the themes that he made for The Avengers and The Professionals, he also did a re-recording of Bernard Herrmann's Suite for North by Northwest. And apparently, he's touring London, and he has been doing that since 1997 with the London Big Band. And that is our short little profile there on Laurie Johnson, and that effectively wraps it up for Radio Free GAC this week. So stick around for 9 p.m. It's Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And if you missed any of this week's broadcast, just download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule, and look at Monday evening, 7:39, and you'll find me there. So we have time here for two couple sort of tangential tacks with Jerry Fuchs. One of the side projects of Chick 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 was Out Hood, and they released a few albums. And what we'll do is we'll listen to, from 2005, the album Let Us Never Speak of It Again, and we'll listen to It's For You. And then after that, if there's still a bit of time, we'll listen to Six Finger Satellite. And from 1998's Law of Ruins, we'll listen to Lonely Glory. So take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in December when I guess all the holiday music starts kicking up. Something. She.
The time is 9 p.m. and you are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with your host, Gavin Walker. Check us out also on the web, CITR.ca. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo.